A new law affecting funding for coastal erosion and storm damage protection efforts went into effect this month. In 2009, Congress repealed a previous version of the law known as Section 117. That law provided federal funding at 100% of the cost for planning, design, and construction of erosion mitigation and storm protection efforts. The new law, Section 116, will dramatically change the funding formula, requiring local and state matching funds at 50% for project planning and 35% for design and construction. The Army Corps of Engineers heads up these projects, and Section 116 gives them the authority, but not the money, to do so. Stephen Boardman is Chief of Civil Project Management with the Army Corps in Alaska. He says design and construction costs can cost tens of millions of dollars, and most communities won't be able to come up with the 35% required.
The work that we're doing at Kevalina, Shishmaref, Unalakleet are in the $20 to $30 million range, just to put protective stone out there. Newtok, the work we're doing for Newtok is design and an evacuation road, possibly ultimately evacuation center, but that's only a small piece of the overall project that the community is working on.
He says a baseline assessment of coastal communities found 178 villages had some level of erosion and 26 have urgent and compelling needs. The Corps has $5.5 million to work on projects in 9 communities, but no money beyond that yet for others.
So communities like Shaktulik and Gullivan, they are not part of that list. Where do we get funds? So we are in dialogue with the state of Alaska with this new guidance, working on strategies and how the state of Alaska will help fund some of these efforts. Whether they fund it in part or in total is yet to be determined.
We don't believe that the state of Alaska, and that is the general fund of the legislature, should be responsible for the entire amount.
Mike Black is the Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Black says the Unalakleet project has the 35% funding requirement met through state appropriation, but he says state officials want local and regional contributions to help meet that funding match in the future.
In Kivalina's case, the Northwest Arctic Borough has the possibility of being able to contribute, and that would be true also in the case of Unalakleet, where we might be looking at some contributions from not only the city, but also from regional organizations such as the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation. We might be looking at the regional Native Corporation.
Black says the 65 federal, 35 local formula is still a good deal. And since it's the only deal, he says it's in the state's best interest to look for funding partnerships with other local and regional entities. But he says because of climate change, a hard look at which communities are imminently threatened is important.
We know we're in a changing environment. We have a lot less sea ice than what we had just 10 years ago, and we have a lot more susceptibility of infrastructure and communities to erosion and flooding. So I would certainly believe that it's worth us looking and trying to analyze this problem more than just what we have to do next year, but what are we looking at in 10 years?
The Army Corps' Boardman says although this will be a financial struggle for many communities, Section 116 does offer more options than the old formula. Private property can now be considered for protection efforts, a departure from the previous public property and facilities only mandate. 116 also removes project limits for storm damage reduction that were capped in the past at $3 million. Boardman says it's not yet clear how the funding formula change will impact or apply to village relocation proposals. Calls to city officials in Shishmaref and Unalakleet for comment were not returned.